Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And we got snow down here, which means they probably got snow up there. So we're going to talk about how things are looking as we're kind of heading into some of the last remaining winter-type weekends to get out and have some fun. Brett, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. That was quite a storm.
It was down here as well. So let's talk about that and kind of give us an idea of where we're at up there now.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, we received a solid 2 feet of snow across the skyline from the north end to down to the south end, and a bit more in some places, 27 to 30 inches at some of the stations that I monitor up there. So that was a really intense storm, and there was quite a bit of wind along with it. And like we were saying earlier before we came on the air here, it was quite dense, and you made a note of that from your observations down there as well, isn't that right?
Yeah, it seemed like it started out pretty heavy, and then it kind of tapered and became, you know, a little bit lighter looking snow. But it looked like when it first started falling, there was a lot of water in it.
Yeah. That first stuff was very dense, and that actually can help us as far as avalanche conditions. When the storms come on in what we call right side up, so we get dense snow to begin with, and then temperatures cool off, and we have lower density snow towards the tail end of the storm, and that was exactly what it is. So you have your dense snow down at the base of the old snow surface, and then lower density, and that's a good setup. It's stable. It's more or less stable. Now there was a bunch of wind with that storm as well, and that's what spiked the avalanche danger a bit. And there was some natural avalanche activity during the storm, but things quickly stabilized, and we're generally back to a low to moderate danger now. And that's what we'll be looking at through the weekend.
And you know, that's the one thing that we always talk about is weekends. And as I said, we're getting close to the point where we're just about done with weekends, aren't we? And the weather, and I mean, yeah, the snow will be up there for a little while, but still it's one of those things that it's not going to be usable, I guess you could say, maybe in a month or so.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, folks start to lose interest, and the conditions aren't as good as we reach the tail end of the season. You know, we're not enjoying that cold, deep powder that so many of us really like out there. And it looks to me like we're going to have another storm moving through midweek. It looks like the next significant storm, I guess I would say. And then I'm seeing a fairly stout ridge of high pressure and quite warm temperatures coming up around somewhere between the 17th and the 20th of the month. So that's, things are going to really quiet down for a period then. We can always see more storms afterwards, but that's what I see right now. So what this means for folks is, you know, we're going to be dealing with low to moderate avalanche danger through the weekend. And then once the next storm moves through, you're definitely going to want to pay attention again. Check that daily avalanche forecast, because most likely we'll see the avalanche danger spike during the storm, and then it'll slowly taper off again after that storm. That's kind of the pattern we're in. You remember in the early in the season, Dave, when we were talking about the weak snow near the ground? You remember that, right?
Right.
And that's that sugary stuff down near the ground. Well, that stuff has healed itself now, and we have such a deep and stable snowpack, we're really only dealing with the upper layers, the new snow that moves through right now. So that's where the danger lies during these storms. And it's a bit more manageable. It's not as unpredictable as it is that stuff that's deep in the snowpack when it's sugary and loose near the ground. That's a really, really dangerous situation. So we've luckily got past that point. Not that you can't get hurt or even killed with one of these new snow avalanches. It's certainly something that you have to pay attention to, but it's just not as unpredictable as those deeper, very weak layers. So we're in a good point right now. Things are looking really good.
Well, it's one of those things we always talk about. You know what? Go out, have fun, but go out prepared. and be safe. Recreate safely when you're out there and know what you're getting yourself into before you even go out the door, right?
That's right. The and arming yourself with a little information before heading up is the best way to do that. UtahAvalancheCenter.org is the place to look for avalanche information if you're heading up into the mountains. Things change drastically from day to day, or can change drastically. So check that forecast out every morning before you head out, and you'll get the latest information. You can go up there and recreate safely.
All right. Once again, he's Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center, getting us squared away and headed out for the weekend, being having fun, and just be safe as you're heading out there. We'll talk again next week. It sounds like we've got another storm coming up next week, but you know, these phone conversations are going to become few and far between, I think, Brent.
I think you're right. You know, the writing's kind of on the wall. It's that time of the season, Dave.
And that's okay. I'll take the warmer weather, no offense. But
exactly. Yeah, I'm about ready as well, so I'm joining you there.
All right. Brett, thank you once again for joining us today. We really appreciate the time.
Yep, talk to you next week.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.